Hey everybody, Shane Pressley here, Rock Paper Podcast. I am super excited to welcome Freddie D'Angelo Studios to the show. They are now a proud sponsor, and if you don't know Freddie D'Angelo Studios, they are a full-service media production company based out of St. Louis and serving clients worldwide. Where if you can dream it, they can create it. Check out FDS all over your social media. You can get involved with them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Check out freddiedangelo.com for all your video and photo needs. If you haven't met Freddie yet, you've probably seen him around shows or seen some of his work online. He's just been doing some amazing things with his camera. So get involved. Check it all out. Again, freddiedangelo.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is Jack.
Bon.
Al.
David.
Matt.
We're Brooke Royal, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
There was a time I hated all the world for what they said. I don't know why this has become an issue for me.
thinking.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from
Fraley's.
Fraley's, Southtown in St. Louis, Missouri, with the guys of Brook Royal.
Yeah, you right.
Hey-o. Hey-o.
Holler.
What's up, dude?
Welcome back to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, this is very exciting. We got a big party coming up. I'm very pumped about February 3rd over at Pops. You guys got a stacked bill full of all my favorites. So
yeah, we do.
It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
I think you nailed it, though. It's not a show. It's a party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the idea, for sure.
Yeah, man.
$5
low-dose show, so get tickets. Come out and party with Brook Royal, Discrepancies, Inimical Drive, City of Parks, Common Jones, and Scrub.
Scrub.
Yeah.
And he's hot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun. And we got Patrico afterwards, too. So
yeah, I saw he's headlining the show.
Yeah. We're actually opening. There's actually no one bought tickets for us. I'm pretty sure he's got bigger draw than we do.
Stage, dude, man. I'm stoked on
he's going to play all the hits.
Yeah, yeah.
Bon Jovi and Dr. Dre.
Now we're talking.
Man, I'm just saying. The hits. I heard they have beer at Pops, too.
Yeah.
I heard.
Yeah, you're right.
I heard they sell it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of beers, we have some beers and we have some chicken wings. Yeah.
The best chicken wings on the planet.
These are 100% Fraley's.
Yeah, you only had one wing, Shane. What's going on with that?
Hey, I'm trying to be a professional host,
because we didn't get you napkins.
Yeah, I think so.
He sleeps.
Well, dude, it looks like you already got wing sauce all over that dirty finger.
Oh,
of yours.
Yeah.
This is blood, though.
Yeah.
You smash your bludgeon finger.
Or a hell of a Saturday night, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we had 75 wings here.
75
wings. We had 71 of them. There's four left.
Yeah. Oh.
Eat this
wing.
You
going for it?
Yeah. Review. I'm going to do a play-by-play.
I will give them
a plug, bite of a drumstick.
Look at that.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, we have...
Fraley's staff down here up Butler Hill. We have come here for... I don't know how many band meetings that we've had here because these wings are so incredible. And like the restaurant at this point is just like, yeah, okay, just let us know ahead of time how many people's coming in. We did our pre-show band meeting with all of the bands here. Just, I think we kind of like bragging to let people know that they've never had the wings before. So I'm going to watch you eat it right now. So we're going to take a pause.
Let's take a moment of silence, please.
Let's do a commercial break here.
Well, at least he didn't go.
This Rock Paper Podcast
wing
brought to you by this chicken.
Real fake doors.
That's great. Yes. Well done.
Your nose is running.
Oh, very thank nice. You.
There it is. Now click on the mouse on your computer. Is it touch screen? Go ahead and use those fingers. Get the hot sauce all over it there.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Oh, yes.
Pretty tasty stuff, man.
Yeah, well done.
Yes, very well.
Wash it down with this cold refreshment.
Yeah.
Yes.
A little Golden Light. What's up?
Hey.
That Golden Light, it pairs really nicely with these wings.
Yeah.
It does.
I think beer in general does.
I'm just saying this is just an easy beer to drink. I mean, like, anything like... I couldn't drink a stout in these wings.
I could drink chocolate milk with it and it'd be fine.
Yeah, that's really? What I'm saying, man.
I don't think so. I already feel heavy.
Maybe get some of those Fraley's wings with Hawaiian punch. Yeah, it just matches. Everything goes with it.
Everything. It's not like wearing black. I mean, it doesn't like go with everything.
No, man.
You can't do that.
We reaching for that beer.
All right,
get it.
Where did that one come from?
A refill.
I thought this was all we had here.
No, she just brought it. All right.
Just kill it, man.
Anyway, we have a show coming up.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, are you coming, Shane?
Yeah, man.
Are you
got
really?
My tickets.
Dope.
Yeah.
That's
gonna be fun. Super excited.
Yeah. You Well, I was kind of wondering. I mean, and I think a lot of people, but like. We got, it's been a while since Brook Royal has done anything, and like we got, I guess last one was Ink Spot, right?
Yeah.
So it's pretty exciting to get back on the stage, but I think like a lot of people have been wondering if this is throwing a big party, or if we're going to keep it going, or what's, you guys made any plans yet?
We didn't really think about it until on the way here, Al goes, what if he asks us what we're going to do after the show, and I was like... he won't. It's the first thing you asked us.
I'm a big fan. I'm excited, to see you guys back on the stage, and like, it'd be nice if we can make it more of a regular thing, you know?
20 albums, man. Yeah. 20 world tours.
Now, there you go. Now we're talking.
Well, certainly...
okay. I just saw the empty ones.
There we go.
Good.
Certainly enjoy each other's company.
Right.
That's for sure. You know, it's except for... Al smells
right
pretty bad, but
as he eats another chicken,
yeah, I'm feeling up, guys.
Yeah, he kind of smells like Detroit, but
he's getting ready.
Mad respect, wildly talented.
Mad respect to all of our Detroit fans.
There's a video of me seeing Red Wings in an arena.
we definitely skipped your city every time.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, we'll have to see. Come out to the show. We certainly are having fun with the camp and everything. So we'll just, only time will tell. So that's what we can say right now.
Right.
Yes.
All right.
Would we like to? Probably.
Yeah.
It depends. Matt's the difficult one
right
now. So
so demanding.
He's so young. He's just got so many dreams and aspirations.
Right.
We just can't keep up with him sometimes.
Yeah. He's still shaving with Scotch tape, you know, and pulling it off.
We told him he could play with us if he grew some facial hair. He's been trying about, you know.
I got three hairs, dude.
Kermit the Frog is currently beating the goatee race.
What is that in Super Trooper when he's like like, we grow a mustache for an hour? You know, like, man, I've been trying. Man. Like,
exactly. Like, look.
Yeah. See it coming to the ground.
See it.
Super Troopers 2, 420.
I saw that, yeah. I'm excited about it, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm a little scared, but...
I don't want to ruin the first one.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm worried about it.
Look at Dumb and Dumber 2.
Oh, yeah, that's
one of the biggest
shit.
Fucking letdowns of my entire adult life.
Yeah, dude, but these are different people.
Are you serious?
Those dudes are
it was.
Funny,
of
man.
Course you liked it.
the best part of that whole movie is when she speaks Chinese to him and he just laughs because he thinks she's speaking gibberish. What was that?
Like, no. The best part of that movie is when the credits start rolling.
Oh man. Yeah.
Burn.
Wow.
It's fire.
Sorry, Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Mad love to your 90s work, but I hate everything else.
Jeez. Yeah. I thought Yes Man was okay.
Yeah. Tell us how you really feel.
I just did. Yeah. And now we're never going to hear the end of it. There's no edit on this.
Nope. We don't have that technology.
Well, we don't hear. It does exist, though. Don't let people down.
Right.
You can edit.
You mean to answer some of these questions?
Oh, I if you want.
I'll answer.
Was there a question? Did someone actually reply
to
it?
Yeah, hey, there was some real ones. Are you guys doing anything after February 3rd?
Is that the question?
I'm just asking if you're doing anything.
Oh, you want to hang out?
Maybe.
More
let's
barbecue?
Let's barbecue.
I'm down for barbecue.
Yeah.
We do like to do barbecues.
I'm not going. You guys are dicks.
Do you want to keep playing drums?
Maybe.
Do you think you'll be a musician afterwards?
I think I might. Guys, I'm probably going to quit. Not going to lie.
You got that paper.
That's not funny, man. I've done that.
That's true.
That's a horrible joke.
Maybe he has quit. He came back.
Way to go, quitter.
Quitter.
What are you going to do, quit? What are you going to do, quit us? You going to quit on it like Shane quit on these wings?
You got two left, dude.
Two left, man.
All right.
Yeah. We'll carry it from here.
I just feel
you
bad.
You can reach underneath me? What do you mean you feel bad?
Feel bad about what?
Feel bad.
That's
we literally ordered 74
and 75 on the wings.
All right. Well, made decent.
Can you just chew it next to the microphone so they can hear it?
Shane, what restaurant do you go to where you pay when you come through the door? Other than a buffet. Just curious.
Well,
he goes, I didn't pay for it. I'm like, we're not finished.
The tab's going on Rock Paper Podcast. Why do you think we keep ordering beer? Wait till we start ordering shots.
Yeah. I gotta go get something in my car, guys. Hold on.
Yeah.
I'll see you in a minute.
Hey, we'll catch you.
Liam,
I know where you live, bro.
You straight took it. Starring the incomparable Shane Preston.
What's the next question? Yeah, watching me.
February 3rd. Pops.
$5.
$5.
I'm gonna answer some of the questions on the thing.
Is it?
Oh, on the Facebook thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna answer all your burning questions. All you guys took it real seriously. Thanks.
What was it?
I'm looking at you, long hairs.
Yeah.
Hey, Discrepancy is probably the only band that responded. Yep. Hey, get haircuts. Seriously, no one's got time for
Garrett's just excited because he's got his orange pubes finally, and he's
he wears stupid ass
long hair. And
you didn't tell him about my pubes, did you?
Hair. did you are you filtering through these, or are you just
I can go through it. Yeah,
you guys can both. I'm sure they're real riveting questions.
Fat Beats already knows the answer to that question. I answered it there. Why doesn't Jack have Snapchat? Because I'm a fucking grown up.
Yo, dude, I got Snapchat.
You're younger. I talked to my wife with it.
That's fair. With pictures.
Who doesn't? Though?
What are you doing after dinner? Snap.
How did Cornbread get his nickname?
Hey, how did Cornbread get his nickname? Oh, I love this story.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
It's on there.
This is for real deal?
It's on there.
That was, he didn't make it up? Why don't I know that?
Written
in
from a young man named Stephen DeClue.
Well, Stephen, it all started years ago.
Like
I was going to Collinsville High School. What year was it? Probably 94.
Same year Addison was born.
And then right before I left, they used to have a school paper, and it had some kind of article about this gang that they were calling themselves Cornbreads. I moved down to Dupo, and these kids were actually running around pretending to be gangsters at the time, and I was like, yeah, man, I'm in a gang called Cornbread. You know, it was just like fresh off my head. And it's like, yeah, we just cut people's heads off. You know what I mean? That's what we do. And then that's pretty much what it is. You know what I mean? Like, and then, like, I was working at Gateway International Raceway is what it was called back then. And I told those guys the story. And so they started calling me Cornbread Kid. And finally the kid fell apart. And it's just been Cornbread ever since. Here it is. Making fun of gangster wannabes. And look what I grew up to be.
Still cutting people's heads off.
No?
Oh.
That's what he does. He's cutting off 12 heads a day.
Yeah, right. I'm murderous.
Yeah. I'm murderous. I knew that story. I was waiting to see if he changed it. That's legit what he told me like 15 years ago when I met him.
It really, it all started in the council school paper.
Yeah. I remember you telling me that. You're like, Cornbread Gang. We cut people's
heads
off.
Then I really found out there was a gangster named Cornbread. And
they cut people's heads off or something, didn't they?
Well, I don't know about that part of it, but here's the real crazy part was. So in 94, I was getting a car. I bought a car. So I didn't know how to order license plates. So my dad ordered my license plates, showed up at my work, and he's like, Cornbread 4. I'm embarrassed at this point. I'm like, oh, man, dude, Cornbread plates? But now, when I look back and I'm like, Cornbread 4. There was three other before 4. Why? So there you go, Stephen. I hope that answered it.
Stephen DeClue. Stephen, if that's your real name.
Stephen right. And Stephen
Fat
DeClue.
Beats.
Where are you?
Oh, man. Flaws. Anyway. Who would win in a fight, Bon or the Burger King guy? This is, again, from Beats, asking the really tough question.
Oh, really? Oh. Who would win? I don't know. You probably know the Burger King guy better than I do.
We all know that's true.
Next question.
Best friends. How do Matt and Al feel about playing in a band with guys a century older than you? Again, from Steve.
I guess you can go ahead and take this one, man.
Go ahead. Talk some shit.
Why? Because he's younger than you?
It feels good.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, because I'm older. I mean, I am his elder. By 2 weeks.
They did have to prop me up on my stool today.
No, that's cool, dude. It's cool. It's
cool. Dude, is Dave falling asleep again?
Yeah, man, somebody wake him up.
It's like an onslaught of...
It's time to take his pills, and you don't wake up.
These little shits asking questions. You're going to run laps like a motherfucker when I see you, so just get ready.
Is it all Steve?
Do you think they can
No.
Do you think they can run a lap?
70 Show chimes in, and he says... How did they get Travis Barker to be their drummer? Which is, you know, we haven't heard that joke ever.
Yeah. Next joke.
People call you Travis Barker?
Nah,
Way back in the day.
Maybe.
When he had a mohawk.
Yeah,
people
dude.
People were like, oh, Travis Barker. I'm like,
it's like a little Travis Barker.
No. Hey, man, who doesn't want to be Travis Barker?
I mean, yeah.
I'm just throwing it out.
Oh, you mean rich? Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'll take that.
Successful.
Next compliment.
See, Money Shots asks, why am I so old? I'm paraphrasing.
Money Shots, dude?
That's not what he asked.
Does anyone take any of these things seriously?
No.
Never.
Ever. Oh, there's Gary.
It's just always your buddy.
That was kind of serious.
Why now? Why return? And for how long? And new material in the future. I can go into why now? Well, besides enjoying music, the main reason for the show was to just, there's so much talent in St. Louis, and for some reason, the band seemed to think that they don't have the capabilities to do a large-scale show, and we don't think that that's the thing. It's we see a lot of talent, and that they can absolutely do a show at a venue that holds 1,500 people. It's just a matter of getting that motivation and understanding that you can do that. So we decided, you know, we miss each other, so enjoy the songs. Let's get back together, but let's find a way to take, you know, at the moment, like what we think is like the top tier local bands that could benefit from our connections and everything that we have, and show them how this is how we used to do a large scale show. It's not impossible, it can be done. The bands in this town are good enough to do it, and hopefully they can, you know, kind of use this show is a bit of a way to help further network their stuff. So that's, I think that would be the best why now. And yeah, also just, you know, gives
why not
more of an excuse to eat barbecue and hang out with each other.
For
so
sure.
Which was always the main goal, and just kind of, you know, it got too business for a little bit.
So utilizing your resources,
yeah,
you know, I think bands forgot about it. They don't know it. They don't know that part of it. You know what I mean?
Bands think they're making it harder on themselves, and like everything becomes a competition between each other. It doesn't have to be.
Yep.
I understand there's friendly rivalries, there's friendly competition, stuff like that. But
you have to
because you guys push each other, just like running faster or running with someone that's faster than you.
Yeah.
And it's also the
maybe
benefit of
running slower.
The benefit of running slower.
Right. Lap me.
We had our meeting with the bands and talk to everybody about utilizing Pops and Rich, and the most beautiful thing about Rich is that he will allow a band to fail, and what I mean by that is that if you say you want to sit there and run your own show, he'll let you do that, and that's unheard of a venue of that size and stature and capacity and just everything. Like, to have somebody that will allow an unsigned band come in and say, hey, I want to run a show this way with these bands, everything like that, and he'll let it happen at least once. I mean, if it tanks, then, you know, it probably won't happen again, but he at least allows you to do that, which, from, you know, what we had relayed, you know, having played in a lot of cities, that doesn't happen ever. So you know, and he's looking out for us, and he recognizes if you work really, really hard, it'll be that much easier to get on that national show that you're trying to do, which, you know, is definitely, you know, kind of a free market, I guess, to get in and get that opportunity, and hopefully grow your numbers so big that you become a value add, where you're not going to have to sell tickets for shows. You're a draw, and you've gotten yourself to a certain point that the venues are ecstatic to have you be a part of it, and that's the big goal. And that, you know, Rich let us, is Brook Royal, go from, you know, we had been in past bands before Brook Royal started 10 years ago, and go from, okay, we are going to grow organically, but we're also going to work our asses off and be out constantly to make those numbers grow and grow and grow. And there were bands younger than us, or just around the same time, that saw that and followed suit. Vinny and Coretta can attest to that, because they were those bands that went through Fivefold went from opening shows to being direct support in a very short amount of time. But it was like, you better step up, you better hustle your ass off, because, you know, we are going to base these shows on how many tickets do you sell. Do you want to get there? And it was just a way to push them and get them to be like, we are going to sell the most. We want to. We need it. It needs to be that way, that we're going to headline, we're going to be number, you know, top selling tickets, because we're making everybody else do that too. And it's just, and it's going to be fun, and we're going to have a blast with everybody being out promoting and have a great time. And that's what we're kind of hoping for here, I think, is the main goal.
Yeah, yeah, man. I blacked out.
Did you black out?
Oh. Yeah, no, that's
weird.
I think you hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, man.
It's exciting. We're excited to play some shows and or show. I don't know what's going on after this, but
yeah.
As far as new music goes, I mean, I would never say no, because I think that we're all part of, probably on the same page where we, it'll probably happen. When? I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of probably be a timing thing.
Yeah.
We also have some stuff that Procura recorded years ago we never released, so we might release that coming up. Just, I don't know what we're going to do.
Right. Yeah, but I do think that's, like, super cool, you know, that you guys, like I said, you'd be able to share this knowledge with younger, you know, the younger bands coming up, and to show them the ropes, hey, this is how it's done. And I mean, I think that's really what it's about, to strengthen the community, to we all have to learn from each other, and I think it's a great opportunity.
For sure,
it's a lot of fun.
That's what was given to us. You know, yeah. I mean, we hustled,
we
our asses
it.
Off, but there were a lot of help from the older bands that, you know, you just soak everything in like a sponge,
yeah.
and repeat, and then they hope that you take that to that next level, and we were fortunate enough to be able to really capitalize and do well with it. So
yeah, you know. not that we obviously we don't know everything. I mean,
no,
you know, it's not like we're riding around on our tour bus in our mansions. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know everything. We took a pretty good run. I know.
Been around.
David Cornbread Brown rides around his.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do have a mansion.
You do.
I still
you do have the mansion
before,
in your town. I bet you do have the mansion in your town. I believe that. I wholeheartedly believe that.
Dude, I am the office for the campground. Swing by, dude. We'll check you guys in.
Leave your money in.
You know what, honestly,
box.
Man, I think bands just have lost focus and or just don't know how to put a real show together, or how to even try to attempt to put a party together. I think bands look at selling tickets as more of a negative thing, which blows me away, because it's like, hey man, you know, if you were a business, you have to sell your business.
Yeah.
Why would you not want to sell your band? So when I hear ticket sales and this sucks, that, and it's all about, it's like, no, it don't, man. It's about what you want to make it, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, you have to sell a ticket, but you don't have to play a $12 show. You don't have to do that. You chose to do that. You could go to a place and goes, hey, you know what? We're not worth $12, or we don't think we can sell $12 tickets. Can we do it for $6 or $5? They'll work with you. You know what I mean? So, like, I think a lot of bands just do it to themselves, and then they complain about it. But I was thinking about this on the way over here to Eat Wings. It's like, you know what? I bet Head and Shoulders didn't just land on the shelves and go, oh, man, we made it.
Landed on their shoulders.
Right.
Shoulders are giants.
They shampooed their shoulders first.
This has no connection to anything, but, you know.
Is that really what you, like, related to?
No. I don't have hair. Yeah.
I was going to say, the guy that don't have any hair is thinking about shampoo.
Yeah, I've lost my hair.
Like,
yeah.
Where to go, man.
I think about shampoo all the time.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just think that bands, you know, I mean, they expect this real big return, but they don't want to put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, everybody wants everything for free. It's the mentality of, you know, 90% of us. Who wants to work hard for anything if you can just be rich for whatever? You know what I mean?
Same thing with, like, radio stuff, you know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, man, how do we get on the radio? You know what? You got to go work for it. You know, the only way it's going to happen is network. I don't know what else to tell you, you know what I mean? Like, you go meet record people to even get on tours, you got to network. It doesn't just come to you. They don't just call you up and like, hey, man, we were thinking you guys were a band, and you guys want to play a show? You know, you got to go for it.
No one's going to get on your YouTube page and go, oh, this is a really great song, and they're going to take you on tour. That's not how it works. Maybe that's how it works for Justin Bieber, because I think that's how it happened. But
did they have YouTube then?
Yeah, that's how you got it.
Man.
That's how you
I'm old, brother. I don't know this stuff. What is the internet?
What is
it's on
technology?
Google Box.
It's on the Google Face page.
Excuse me. My Hotmail is still calling me right
now. Yeah, you do use Hotmail.
Angel Fire account.
Yeah, it's geocities.com/cornbread411.
Check him out on Zynga.
You can download all his hits on LimeWire.
There's only one.
That's funny. Yeah, man. Like I said, I'm excited to see you guys back and doing this. I was thinking of, I'll just share that poster from the Autumn Invasion show or whatever.
Yeah. That was funny.
That was 2012.
Was that the last time you guys were at Pops, or was that after that?
No, there was one after
that. We did one shortly after that.
There was a release party down there, I guess.
Yeah. Cycles of Sound.
Yeah. That was the last one we did at Pops. That was 2013, I think. Yeah. No. We did one after that with the one pool poster on the side stage.
Oh, maybe that's what I was thinking of.
I don't know.
Right.
Either way, it's been at least, it'll be about 5 years since we played at Pops.
Yeah.
We did the block party for our good friends Ink Spot a couple years ago, and I would probably say that was probably the thing that started to turn the gears, be like, maybe we could do something, not like right now, because all of us were, you know, everybody's got families, everybody's got lives. Like, this isn't our job.
That's not true, man. Jack ran up to me and said, hey, you want to do another show? And I'm like, oh, man, I don't know if my wife was ready for that yet. I told her it was one and done.
Was that real?
Huh?
That really happened?
That really happened.
Yeah. He was like, dude, I think, man, cut it up. I was like, I'm not talking about falling back into it again. Jesus, nobody wants that.
Yeah.
It's like, I enjoy health insurance. I'm not trying to fucking shit up again.
I still don't have that health insurance stuff. No. Someday.
That's all right. At least there's edibles.
Yeah.
But
there we go.
I think like that Autumn Invasion show, if anybody was unaware, I mean, it was several years ago now, but like, you look at that poster and you see Fivefold and Killer Me, Killer You and City Avenue and but like, you know, Fivefold was pretty far down on that poster, and now, you know, they went on, you know, they took some of your advice, what you guys were talking about then and stuff, and got and headlined. And
fun fact, Al has now played in all those bands.
Yeah.
I really have. Every single band on that roster.
In case anyone's looking for a bass player.
I was going to say, we all thought
Al's kind of St. Louis' thing.
Yeah. Bonhor.
I am
the band whore.
I've surpassed Bon.
Yeah. Al has officially played in more bands than me.
He is loose as hell.
Yeah. Al's just loose.
If you look at the back of my bass, it's just bored out.
Man. Your wife's a lucky lady.
She is.
She's a patient lady, huh?
I was wondering where the quarter inch jet don't work.
Oh, dang.
It's real loose.
It's real loose. That's not the only thing it was loose.
I gotta fix it.
They got surgery for that.
Yeah.
Sew it up.
A stitch.
They got Kegel exercises for his input jack.
Jesus Christ.
It's an output jack.
It is an output jack.
Yeah. Okay, tell them that on Friday night.
I said matters.
Yeah,
this is going too far, guys.
Yeah, we take jokes to the point where they're not funny anymore.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah. See.
I was thinking also. Just thinking about this show, and you know, again with the great lineup and support and stuff. But like, what I mean, obviously, it's just going to be a great party. But as far as you guys, I mean, you guys just sticking to the hits. I mean, we're gonna play a lot of the other stuff. Are you gonna thinking about breaking out some of those things we may not have heard?
Probably not at this show, but
we'll do stuff that hasn't been played in a very, very long time.
We're doing some old songs we probably haven't played in 5 or 6 years.
Right.
Maybe more than that.
Probably more than that, actually, because I keep forgetting it's 2018.
Oops.
So
I believe we released Motives
10 years ago.
Yeah.
It was 2008 when Motives came out.
It's the same year that New Translation did their stuff. It's the same year, so it had to be.
Who is that?
Who's that?
Yeah, no.
No, I don't either.
That was band number 10.
I don't know. I keep them, like, there's a list. That's it. That's the only way I remember it is that I got.
Look it up on my phone.
I have to look it up.
Remember his band, Faraday? I said that's a great name because you were the band for, like, Faraday.
That's to this day the best joke I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, man,
I love that joke so much.
You know, hey, he reminds me of that. You know your boy loves puns. It's me, your pun master. I know a girl with 12 nipples. Sounds fun, doesn't it?
I'm clapping for him.
Fozzie the Bear.
Get it, because there's 12 of them.
That's a dad joke. You know, you're the only one here that's not dead. Oh, wait, no, you're not dead.
Huh?
No, I'm the only one that's not married.
Why do you think I know all the dad jokes? I'm the sad one.
He's the sad
one. I'm the emo one.
That's in the eye of the beholder. Love you, babe.
Hey, we don't have new songs, but we do have new merch.
Yeah.
I already
got mine.
You got your pre-order in.
Yeah, I saw it. I done saw it.
Yep.
I don't know what it says to you when it, but I hit processed on it. That means you do have it.
Okay.
So, just letting you know.
He just said okay. You don't even know?
No. Well, I didn't know what it sent to you or anything when I just say it. I don't know if it sends you a
request. Well, it says pick up at the show. And
oh. Perfect. Like, yeah. Oh, you read it. Thank you. Yeah. I don't think anyone else has read it.
Right.
All those other five people.
Yeah.
Get on that. Pre-order some shirts.
Yeah.
You can get your tickets through there.
Yeah.
It's just like buying tickets from us.
Yeah.
It's squareup.com / Brook Royal.
Yeah.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's real.
That's a plug.
Yeah, you done
that's
did
a plug.
It.
Square up seems so violent.
Square up, bro.
Square up. And if you haven't seen our new merch designs, they're probably our best ideas we've ever had.
By this. I would think so.
Oh.
Big shouts
and
to Denny.
Big mad props to Denny Blackwell for the designs on that, because he's our dude. But man, they're awesome. They turned out better than what we thought they would.
Yeah. I saw all those and I got a kick out of it, and I was excited to purchase one myself, and so I'll be rocking that around town. And
yeah, you're right.
I'm excited. Yeah, man. Well, again, $5 tickets. Like Bond just said, grab them. All the bands have them. You can purchase through Brook Royal at the Square Up link, he said, and all that. So a lot of great talent on that stage. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And like I said, I'm just pumped you guys are back, man. It's gonna be fun hearing these songs again and getting a little rowdy with my buddies.
That's awesome.
It'll be fun.
We're really excited, man. Things are. I think it's gonna be quite a night, to say the least.
Yeah.
I think there'll probably be some surprise people doing some stuff with us, and I think throughout the night everyone's going to be kind of interacting with each other and stuff like that as far as the bands go. That's exciting stuff, man. It's going to be fun.
Be great for the scene.
Yeah, it's sick. Like, if you look at it in the simplest form, you've got six bands on this bill, and they're all kind of different genres. They're all kind of just different in their own, and they're great in their own respective ways.
Right.
I think that alone is going to be awesome. They're going to bring a lot. Thank you for that beer.
Oh, that's cool.
I spilled it.
The table was thirsty.
Table stairs, one for our homies.
Let me use this discrepancy shirt and clean it up.
Yeah. We finally got a discrepancy shirt as a rag, so.
Oh, he's really doing it.
Oh my god, you're actually doing it.
Yeah. That's gonna They're happen. Probably using our CDs as coasters, so.
That's right.
Wait, hold on, they don't have houses.
They have CDs.
Roasted.
Using their mom's CD player.
Does discrepancies have CDs? Do they have a CD?
Yeah, without barcodes.
Oh, well, I didn't know because they gave me one I just threw out the window.
Oh, yeah. They go pretty far.
Yeah.
The cardboard.
It's going farther than their band is, that's for sure. Hey, this is just some, look, let's bring it down to the simplest form here, discrepancies. Man, if you're going to start this, you got to know how to finish it.
Yeah, I've told you a million times, don't tell your daddy how to fuck. Dude,
That's the best line.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, Jesus Christ. You gotta sitting there trying to help them out. They got a tech. Garrett's got his goddamn bass string tuned backwards, like on the strung backwards.
I can't believe it.
What's the quote from, though?
I can't remember it. Don't tell daddy how to fuck.
Oh, that was. Bam Margera was with Hanoi Rocks in Finland.
Yeah.
And the guy was all wasted. And he's like, hey, man, you're going to be able to play? And he's just, don't tell your daddy how to fuck. But anyway, I'll use that because I'll say it constantly. Every single time when I was a little kid.
That's hilarious.
Need a ride? Let me know.
Everybody else in the band, you're cool.
Oh, man.
That's about it.
It was a good one.
Yeah. Shane actually literally leaned backwards on that drop.
Yeah, he didn't know how to take it.
That was a belly laugh. Yeah.
I was dying.
That was a belly laugh.
You do realize it's like a friendly, fun thing.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, for
okay.
sure. Yeah.
No, man.
Hey,
fuck
nah.
Yeah,
hey, nah,
I
man.
Don't know. I was really hating on these guys.
Yeah. Hey, you guys.
No, fuck that.
You guys' set time just got cut by 10 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
So what's that put about, like 10?
Now it's down to 6 minutes.
Yeah, it's which they should be able to play about 6 songs in that time, so that'd be good.
So February 3rd, Pops.
February 3rd, Pops. Doors, 6.
Yep.
I believe so.
And the Scrub Asa and Asa are going to kick off the show, I think it's 7. So you got Common Jones. Got to do it's Common Jones, City of Parks. Inimical Drives, the Discrepancies.
Yeah.
Then you got the Brook Royals.
That's what's up.
And then DJ Patrico. Yeah.
Then you got our boy DJ Patrico to make sure people don't leave after we play.
Right. Yeah.
Spinning the ones and twos.
Slinging the hams.
Hitting that space bar.
The ham slinger, man.
That's it, dude. That's his best new slogan, ham slinger.
Ham slinger?
No ham slinger?
That sounds like a terrible porn.
I just ran into him at the Oyster Bar. Yeah, the Ham Slinger. I ran into Mid Broadway Oyster Bar dressed as Santa Claus. And
you just did?
Well, I mean,
yeah, like 10 minutes ago, dude.
2 weeks ago.
I was going to say, like a week ago? Like, yeah. I mean, like, I wonder if he.
All right. No, he's still wearing the Santa Claus outfit.
I don't doubt that. DJ Donuts, right? Is that his name?
I have donuts.
I don't know. Riz told me it was DJ Fat Fingers, to be honest.
Oh, I totally missed it. I thought it was Ham Slinger. I had no idea.
No, I think it's DJ Donuts.
Yeah, it's Donuts.
Is it?
I think they talked about it on the show.
Yeah, I think it's his.
People are yelling at him, donut.
Yeah,
he got all pissed off.
How's he not sponsored like by Krispy Kreme?
I think Strange should be a better option for that.
Strange or
something local.
Vincent Van Donuts.
I've never been there.
Donuts stop at
My wife is a donut aficionado.
And she's never been there?
She's been there. She loves it. She just, they never make them home.
Oh, she eats them in the car.
Yeah, she eats them all the way. I never get
Where does she put them? She's like 38 pounds.
She's like 42 pounds wet.
Oh, dang. Dude, you hear that, Christina? He's trolling you fat. 42 pounds.
That's unfair.
That's not fair.
That's really unfair. You can't do me like that.
Hey, though.
My wife loves donuts. Though. We had donuts at our wedding. It was awesome.
You did?
I ate them.
I wasn't invited.
And barbecue. What do we have? Bogarts.
Bogarts.
Ooh. Yeah.
Bogarts and Strange Donuts.
That was a classy
dude,
wedding.
Best. That's why we got it.
We're going to go sideways.
It was super classy, man.
See what happens?
It was a hoedown.
I should also say, by the way, for tickets, I'm pretty sure there's 1,200 out there right now. And Pops is at cap at 1,500?
1,500 is capacity at Pops. I've seen them put more in there, but from what I gather on the tickets, it's selling snooze. Really where I wouldn't snooze on the tickets at all. Like,
no.
There's a really actual, like, we always joke about it, like, selling out a club, but it's actually, like, hilariously, like, it's kind of, like, probably gonna happen.
Yeah.
So I would. It's only $5, people.
Yeah.
Right. And even if that doesn't happen, it's still a sellout to me.
Well, yeah. If they're
not keep my record up.
If more than my family shows up,
this would be three in a row
to me. If I run into someone that I don't know, and they're like, "Oh, hey, man, I came to your show," I'm like, "That's the best thing ever. That right there is done for me." I'm like, "Cool. Someone I don't know actually showed up to my show." Now I'm still gonna hear my mom yelling over all of them, going, "Hey, good job, bud. You did a good job." Jonathan. She cries at almost every show. Fun fact.
I do. Mom, every time you play guitar too.
Mom, I love you, but don't cry.
Man, ruthless.
I know we've been bad today.
Yeah.
Sorry guys, about? We've been away for a while. We're old and bitter now.
Now you're gonna see why I quit.
This is why Davey quit.
Right. I didn't realize what I was getting.
He's stressing him out so bad,
right? Alan and Matt are now regretting everything.
That's not I am.
You're just happy because you're high on chicken.
I am high on chicken. That chicken was delicious.
High on pot news, dude. All right. High on pot news.
I'm going to take care of this 75th one.
That's right.
Yeah.
75 down.
You, what is that?
You waited a long time.
That number seems pretty big now.
Dude.
That's a lot of fucking wings.
We ate a lot of wings.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was 70. Yeah. We killed 75 wings.
Thank you.
Man.
Nick and Christina.
It's a release. I regret the last 15 I ate.
I regret nothing.
That's not a lot.
You guys want to eat another 25 person or what?
No.
You want to do 100?
No.
Dude, I think I ate 20 of them.
Yeah, I'm done.
Who's buying?
Man, I thought you were.
Shit.
Yeah, dude, you just got the.
He's showing up all his stuff, man. He's showing up with his tool belt,
welcome to the band.
Stuff. He must be rich.
Yeah, right. Cheers. Mr. Walkway, Mr. Walkhole.
What you gonna do?
I got that sweet podcast money, guys. I'll take care of it.
Dang! Yeah. Hey,
you guys heard this, man.
Shane's got the bill. Yeah, we out. Later. This has been Rock Paper Podcast.
Yeah.
What episode are we on?
A lot. I don't know.
Episode a lot?
Five.
Don't get technical.
20-something. I don't know.
That's 500
of them? How the hell you got time to do 500
podcasts? That's what I said. That's just very impressive. To have a full-time job, a wife.
Two jobs.
Yeah. Okay, well, you have one real full-time job.
Yeah.
A part-time job, a wife.
Mm-hmm.
And you have some sick obsession with music.
I like hanging out with you guys for some reason. I don't know.
Dude, do you ever sleep?
No.
Tight.
I believe that.
I've cut that out. Forget sleep and just, record all the time.
Yeah, dude.
Good.
I'm working out. I just go hard and crash every now and then and
word.
Recoup.
It's word. A rock star brand new podcast.
You hustle as much as any local band that I've ever seen.
Well, I'm trying, man. I believe in what we got going here and trying to let people know there's a lot of cool shit going on in town.
That's awesome.
100%.
Man. Yeah, man.
100% all the time.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, last night we saw the Skagbirds, mm-hmm. and they were fantastic. They were one of the tightest bands I've seen in a really long time.
Yeah, I took notice of those guys a while. I think they were in the Road to Point Fest last year also, and like, you know, I saw them, I was like, I really dig what they're doing, and now they're getting like, another year under their belt and dialed it in and stuff. Like, I'm excited to see what
you can
do.
Tell.
They're one of those bands that they went home and did their homework.
Yeah, they did.
And they came out swinging last night.
Yeah,
they did.
And that's the whole purpose of that whole Road to Point Fest. It's the whole purpose of a lot of things. People just overlook the obvious because it's easier to complain about it than do the work. So those guys went home. They did the work. They brought their notebooks.
Those dudes like a couple weeks ago at Amalong's party.
Yeah, dude.
I was just hanging out with them. Didn't even know them, dude.
They're dope.
They were good, man. It was tight.
Cool,
dude. It was. Me and Davey were both looking at each other like, holy crap.
Last night actually was a good show from beginning to end, though.
Yeah.
I mean, every band last night brought it. You know, they did exactly what they were supposed to do, pretend that they liked their own stuff, and they brought people, and people had a good time. No one, I don't remember anyone just leaving last night.
No.
That's good, man. The page is turning, man. All new bands coming out. It's crushing it.
Yeah.
Crush.
Yeah. Well,
tight.
Tonight.
Again, grab those tickets. Pops, February 3rd. Come party with Brooke Royal.
Yeah. Please do.
It's going to be fun.
We're going to be there 24/7.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be there. We're going to be at Pops until they close.
Yeah.
Eat wings, drink beer.
I don't know if I can do that.
As long as the Philly Wagon's open, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. Now we're talking.
Cheese fries. Forever.
Dude, I still think they're going to make a Fat Beats special.
They should.
Yeah.
They should. What's going to be on?
Yeah, what is it going to be?
I don't know. What is it going to be?
Like a cheeseburger or like peanut
butter
ice cream?
I just thought of the name. It was Dead Man Walking, but...
I know Rich was pretty adamant about it. He's like, hey, we need to do something with Fat Beat Steve. You know what I mean? Like, you don't think he'll take offense to it? I'm like, no, he'd love it.
I know. He doesn't take offense to anything. Yeah. Listen to it. Hey, are you offended? Oh, cool. Thanks.
Yeah. It's a deep-fried cheeseburger shish kebab.
Oh, man. I may have just had a heart attack.
It was, you were talking about this, the rivalry going between you guys, and it has been cracking me up seeing the fake posters and stuff. You made the...
it was great. I don't think we've ever even played with them.
Yeah.
We've never even played a show with them.
No. I mean, like, I've worked with those dudes and helped them out.
Sure.
Like, I absolutely love them, like, so much. Like, because I think they're just... Their album, even the one before The Awakening...
The coaster.
You know, we saw them and it was good. It was leveling my table one day, and I finally put it in, and I was just like, all right. So I contacted him. I was like, are you getting help with these songs? Who's helping you arrange these? Like, because this is really well done. Like, where's that coming from? And having gone through all that with producers and all that stuff, you know, I'm like, no, it's pretty much us. And did the second album. It was just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like, boys, like, this is legit. Like,
yeah, that
you got to, you know, you got a lot to live up here because recording is incredible, but, you know, they can get there. And, you know, the cool thing about them is as much as we give each other shit, they do listen and you know, respect that
they want
it. Older guys that, you know, they'll be like, hey, I'm helping you out, you know, all that kind of thing. Here's what we need to do. You need to add this. You need to take away that. The show was great here. This is where it fell off, kind of things like that. And it's great because they listen and love the fact that, you know, they get a little bit of help here and there with what's going on top of what they're already doing. That's so talented, I think. That was Awakening was my favorite local album since Ultra Blue Watercolor. And that was a long time ago.
Who?
Ultra Blue?
Yeah. You remember them?
Before my time, man.
Yeah, before
remember
your time.
King Thief?
89.
I remember King Thief.
Same band, they changed their name.
Oh, really?
King of Faces.
They changed it to King Thief?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, no clue.
Yeah, sorry. The song EXO, dog.
Yeah, no, you were, yeah.
My bad.
No, like sixth grade.
Cool. Sixth grade, probably. No, it's probably accurate.
It probably is.
It's probably accurate.
I'm a math whiz.
You are.
Dude, I counted your wrinkles on your forehead. I knew it. Something about when you squint, I know.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't know about Ultra Blue, but I do know that the Discrepancies Awakening record was, you know, front to back, it was a fantastic album. So I'm very happy to see what the success of those guys have earned. And, you know, like I'm saying, I'm talking about hustling, man. Those guys are out there at those shows. They got the backpack full of, you know, flyers and demos, and they're out there all the time. You know, so.
Because it's a business. Yeah. They believe in it. They know what's going on. They want that. You know what I mean? I think that's, again, what a lot of bands forget. It's like, you got to put a lot of work into it. It just doesn't come to you. You have to work for it.
Right.
You know? And they're a band that literally, overnight kind of thing, really go, you know what? We have to become a band. And we don't just need to just practice, but we have to just, like, do real shows. So I've seen Fivefold grow up doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the Road to Point Fest and stuff like that. I've seen a lot of bands, you know, when they show up, they're like, first time, scared to death, play the songs, and then the more they do it, and it's like, all of a sudden, it's like a light bulb goes off. Next thing you know, it's like, holy crap, who is that band?
Yeah.
What happened? They got it. It clicked. It doesn't click for everybody. And I think it takes a whole band, though. You know what I mean? There might be like one person in a band that might get it, but the other four guys don't. If the whole band doesn't get it, it's not going to work. And I think they're a band that goes, boom, we got it. We figured this out. We have to do this. And proud of those dudes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm excited. They always seem to, you know, bring something new to every show, too. So I'm excited to see what they got on the bringing it to the big stage at Pops and stuff, too. So it's going to be a fun one for sure.
I think it's going to be awesome, man. Like yeah. I said, I think we got pretty much covered almost every genre of rock for the show.
Yeah,
and I think every band that's on it is all just great bands.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, City Parks is great. Common Jones is great. Scrubs is awesome. Inimical.
Yeah, I say a lot of people don't know Scrub, but man, if you don't, you Scrub need to scope dope. Scrub out.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He's doing some things that I wish I could do.
Yeah, we were only going to do five bands and then having a discussion, you know, it's like he's got to go on the show. Like, they... radio station needs to hear this dude.
Sure.
Like he's
a guy, you know, it's the same thing. He's he hustles with, he's been making these videos all over the he did like a whole series of the plastic rock and stuff, like, and like his, so he's constantly producing new stuff all the time, and like, and he's just he's a lot of fun to be around too. He's just a great guy and very funny and stuff, so but yeah, it's going to be fun to see him kick the party off and all that. But yeah, if you don't know Scrub yet, definitely take a listen. I think he actually just, as we're recording this, last night they just released the Far-Fetched Prologue 7 he appears on. You can check that out too. So,
nice.
So yeah, he's got another brand new song out there.
I think pretty much every band that's on the bill has got new music out, except for us. I know Inimical just put out, they just did two songs.
Yeah.
With Matt Amelong. Common Jones just did something.
Fairness aside,
they're in the process.
I mean, they haven't stopped. We stopped.
Right.
So, you know what I mean?
Well, no, I know. I'm just saying, I was trying to give
plugs. You're
making
me feel bad.
I'm trying to give plugs to other bands that have new music out. Because every one of those bands has new music. I mean, you want to go download our EP. There was a Time EP or Cycles, Life, and Sound or Motives.
I'm not going to stop you.
Right.
Go ahead. I would rather people not, you know, whenever we put the microphone out to let you sing, I prefer you know the words because that makes me feel better.
They're all on Spotify. You can head over there and, you know, maybe get like half a penny or something.
Yeah, why don't you go to iTunes and buy them there and we'll get way more money that way.
Yeah.
Or just buy them from us at the show, too.
Yeah.
One penny split. All five ways through the band.
Then right. Then 20% for
then
manager,
lawyer, and then lawyer. And yeah.
Man, yeah. It's going well. Hey, man, yeah. If you guys played about a million times, we might get $20 out of this. Get on it.
All right.
We made a really good deal.
Yeah. Well, I think it's good to end on a positive note, so there was...
Yeah.
We just sink the ship, yeah, Shane.
February 3rd, 105.7 The Point was kind enough to do Lodo Ho... Wait, I almost said Lodo Ho Ho Show.
Because that was
Lodo,
exciting.
Yeah, Lodo Birthmont Show.
Yeah.
Us, Discrepancies, Nimical Drive, City of Parks, Common Jones, and Scrub.
Yeah.
And Ace Ha. It's $5. Then our boy, Patrico, is going to be DJing right after we're done. It's going to turn into an all night party. I believe our friends in Jameson are doing a little bit of sponsorship there. I think there's going to be drink specials that night. It's $5 to go to the show. It's $5 to get to a party with five great bands and us. So we hope you guys can come out. It's been a long time, and we missed all of you. All 2 million people that listen to this.
Yep.
Mad love.
We love you.
It's your boy.
Yeah. There it is.
By the way, Thursdays, 5 p.m. to close, chicken and dumplings. Fraley's.
Fraley's Southtown.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on the thing right now.
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah.
Man, that's not for me.
$11
all you can eat?
Is it green?
Why is it green?
I don't know.
Is wrong?
No.
It's popping off.
Hey, ask Benny what color that is.
Yeah. Ah, man.
What color is that chicken and dumplings, bro?
That's weak.
I saw a lot of colors, dude.
Do you really?
You taste color.
What's the taste? What color does it taste like?
Purple.
Purple.
Man, what color? Are you, which one are you talking about, dude? All the colors?
No, just the food.
Ah, it's a lot of colors, man.
Matt Benny has, I don't know if you know this, slight color blindness. So I just found this out today. I've been asking him what colors are all day. It just blows my mind.
No idea.
No idea.
Gray, yellow, brown.
Yeah, that
nailed it, dude.
Actually, that's pretty dope.
Oh,
man, I graduated.
What's this Budweiser logo color?
That's red, son.
Oh, dang. I don't know what colors you can and can't
see. This dude ain't even
colorblind. No, I definitely am, man. Unfortunately.
What color's your pee?
Depends on
if you say
day.
Red, you might need to. I'm gonna need to go to the doctor.
It's clear, dude.
It's clear.
All right.
Clear, clear,
he's
dude.
Been drinking energy drinks all day.
No. Hey, I'm 4 weeks no energy drinks.
Fuck you.
It's a big deal.
I haven't had caffeine in like 3 years, man, and I'm miserable.
Quit. How long has been a cigarette? 3 minutes?
No, I mean it's been longer than that.
35.
A few weeks. No.
Cigarette?
That's
why are we doing? I gotta pee.
Yeah, dude.
All right, there.
Thanks, guys.
Shane, how do you wrap this up? Do you have like a going out segment?
Nope. I'll see you February
3rd. Shane, we love you.
There it is.
Bye.
Deuces.
Deuces.
That was cool, Shane.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go pee.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, bye.
Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zach building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.